Hey, how you doing? This is Eric from AHA, Americans Helping Americans, and AMP Live, the American Mentee Program, the only program on the planet like it where we mentor and train people 7 days a week throughout the United States. We have a simple cause and a simple mission statement. One American at a time, one property at a time, one family at a time. We're doing our part to help America and to get America back on track. Hopefully you're out there helping your fellow Americans as well. As always, rock and roll in all that you do. In God we trust. You have an awesome week and enjoy the show. Thank you.
You about right? He was using a notepad and he was using Facebook Marketplace and he was doing deals in Florida and he was lived in the Midwest. Can it be done? Of course it is. Of course you can, but you have to hyper focus, right? He just didn't want to hyper focus in his area. He decided to hyper focus in Florida and it worked. Anything that you hyper focus on will work. Any marketing vertical works if you do it. But this comes down to being coachable, like I said, right? Coachable, following directions, take action, get results, talk about those results, rinse and repeat. So there's going to be a link in this video somewhere. Or there's going to be a link down below. It's just something simple. It tells us where you're at. If you like what was going on here, if you decide, you know what, hey, I want to jump aboard. I want to see what this is about. I want to see if I qualify or see if we qualify, see if we're a fit, if we even like each other to, you know, jump into the 6 month one-on-one mentoring program or one of our group coaching programs, right? I don't even like using the word program because one-on-one is just that. It's true mentorism. You know, we're gonna be sharing some stuff with you, right? That you may have in your arsenal. And sometimes we got to reframe it. Sometimes we got to shut it down, say, eliminate that crap you learned and you're gonna go with this instead because this is getting results. The other stuff didn't, right? There's obviously something that's keeping you back, whether it's mental, physical, monetary, doesn't matter, right? We feel we're a good fit. As long as you can punch your way out of a paper bag, we're super flexible. And we love working with people throughout the United States. We're here to help you get to where you want to get to, right? I know what it's like. When I got started, it was a lonely, lonely, lonely business. There was nobody there to help me, right? There's nobody to do anything for me. And I had to bring tremendous value first by building out my business and building out a system because I didn't want to knock on doors, but knocking on doors works, I'm telling you, right? Driving for dollars works. Direct mail works. Text marketing works. Ringless voice message works. Data works. It all works. I will say 80% of it is you. Technology is about 20%. So, you know, if you just had technology, no, you wouldn't make it into business. Technology is not going to do your deals for you. Technology is not going to negotiate the deals for you. Technology is not going to be you. You are the magic, right? You are the 100% of the magic, but 80% of that is you. And then if you want to scale up and have a business, an actual business, then you bring in 20% technology to help you, right? So you can start scaling little by little. You start scaling depending on how big or how small you want your business, right? And it's all doable. And that's what we do. We look at it, see where you want to go. We want to know about your goals and your passions, what you're about, right? You know, for example, I have a young man out in Northern California. He used to be an ex-rapper or a rapper. He does that, right? He did it for a long time. And, you know, me, when I was growing up, I played rock and roll, right? So that's why I use rock and roll. It's in my core. Music's in my core. I love it. Other people, you know, wanted to be firemen and, you know, nurses and astronauts or, you know, wanted to be DJs. Who knows, right? Everybody has what, because when you grow up, whatever you're doing now, if you're doing real estate, awesome. But your previous jobs, you didn't grow up when you're a kid. You go, hey, I want to be a cop, or maybe a cop, yeah, right? Yeah, but you like whatever your job is. Hey, I wanted to work for McDonald's, or I wanted to get into retail, or I wanted to be an electrician. You know, I want to be a plumber. You know, you take jobs because you go for it to for money, to survive, to eat, to pay your bills, and to grow, right? But real estate kind of feeds that vibe of like, you know what? Get you thinking back in the, you know, when you're younger, you know, Think and Grow Rich was an awesome, awesome book that a mentor made me pay for. $5 back in the day, right? It was brand new and I had to pay for that book just to be on his team, right? I was young. It was different, right? This is multi-level marketing shit, right? Because I had long hair and I didn't want to chop it off and nobody would hire me. So I said, I'll do multi-level marketing and sell water filtrations, right? So that's what I did. But to be on this guy's team, because he was kicking ass, he goes, it's a book right here. You need to read it. It's required reading, right? Think and Grow Rich. And if you don't, then you're not on my team. So go out and sell some filters. So I went to grab the book. He grabbed the book, throw it in the drawer, and locked it up. He goes, nope, I need $5. I don't have $5, man. I need, well, go make some sales. When you make some sales and you got $5, you come back, you get the book. So I did. I made some sales, went out, got my book, and I started studying. Took me a long time. I'm not going to lie. Maybe I'm a little slow learner, but I stayed and went into the corporate gig, did all that corporate, you know, moving forward, business, whatever. And reading the book and studying until something popped. And actually, the book actually said what it said. It says when everything and the letters and everything that you've been studying in the book reaches out and you understand it, go crack open that champagne, right? Because there's a moment there, right? It's a moment of opening your eyes, right? It's a moment of greatness there. And it took a while for that to happen, right? Because life does its thing, right? You're focused on working all kinds of hours, your family, you're doing this, or something happens here or there, or a car crash, who knows, right? All kinds of shit can happen. And while you're doing that, while you're getting beat up by life, you're still trying to stay positive until you come and start thinking at a higher and resonating at a higher level and frequency than others, right? And that's what happened. All of a sudden, that started happening. I go, man, okay. Wow, I think I'm ready for this now. Ready for real estate. I made the commitment. That was the other thing. You need to make a commitment. If you don't make the commitment, you're never going to do it. You're going to do it always half-ass. Now, there's the thing called getting into the market. But usually getting into the market, if you have experience, that's okay. You know, I don't like to do a lot of things half-ass. But a lot of times, you know, with the social media, you don't got time to wait. Oh, 1 year in research and development to do this and do that. Nah, fuck. Get it out there. Test it. Move it. If it works, rock and roll. You're on to some. Same thing I did with my real estate business, right? I studied. I go, let me try these contracts. I like these contracts. I went to an attorney. He said, yes, I can use them. I'm not going to get sued. Awesome. Here's your $150. Thank you. Take my contracts and move forward and go, boom, there you go. And it worked. And it worked. And it kept working. Okay, well, what do I do next time? Well, this calls for an option. Shit. Start studying, looking for an option contract. Okay, I like this one. I like this one. I like this one. I don't like that one. I like this one. This one's simple. Where did I get it from? Well, I got it from Hal and Hal's houses, man. He's the one who spent like fucking $500 on a contract with an attorney. I go, well, shit, he spent the money. Cool. And he gave it to me. Now I'm going to use it for the deals I don't want to lock up and go through escrow. Here's a simple option. Be transparent with the seller. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to run it through my network, but I need a piece of paper here because I'm not a real estate agent. I'm not representing you. I don't want to represent you. And I don't want to list your property. I want to buy it. But I want to do an option for $10. Okay. So if I decide to buy this within the next 30, 60, 90 days or 6 months, I'm going to execute. In the meantime, if you sell it, just tell me and we'll cancel the contract. But if you don't, and I bring a seller, just let them know. So look, I'll run through my network, maybe an investor of mine, maybe me. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But if we go ahead and I tell you and I call you and say we're going to execute the option, be prepared because we're selling or we're going to execute and close. Right. It's a lot easier. Then I get my marketing out there. I get the signage and all that good stuff. And I get to all do it all on an option. And I got to, that's how I populated my website the first cycle. And you can do the same thing. Take that tip. You got a brand new site. You want to populate it? Go do a bunch of options. Throw it on your site, populate. And at least that gives you credibility as well with the seller, with buyers, investors, and things of that nature, right? You can do that. And there are times when I just didn't want to do that. I didn't want to go open escrow and do all this good stuff because I'm, man, I don't know if I'm going to, this is tight. I don't know if I can help you. It's really tight, Miss Seller. We did that for one lady where she went in there, tried to fix up the property, tore up the floors and the cabinets, ran out of money, crying when I went down. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, my God. Nobody wants to buy this. I said, yeah, you done tore it all up. Look, and then you want too much. You know, you got to give me some room here. You got to share some of the love. I can probably help you. And we negotiated and we worked out a number. And she goes, yes, give me this amount of money. I said, okay, anything over that amount, I'm going to get you. I get to keep, right? So I'll get you this amount. I'm going to work very hard to get you that. But I need an option. And then I'm going to go ahead and work this. And maybe one of my investors might want it. Maybe I'll partner up with them. Maybe I won't. But the bottom line is I need this because I'm not an agent. I need some equitable title. This is what I'm going to do. So wrote the option, did an addendum, an amendment, and then wrote it all up and sold it to another investor. She got her money. She got the takeoff. They went in there and they were newbie investors too. So, you know, that was from a friend of a friend who said, I know some newbie investors who are interested and want their first deal. This one looks pretty good. It's easy. It's not too bad. Boom. Sold it to them. I got my money. She got her money. They got a deal. And then I think it was about 6 years later, that same lady called because she wanted to take off up north. She goes, I just wanted to call you. I didn't think your number was going to work. I didn't even think you're still in business, but it worked. And I decided to call you. I said, Eric, I want to say thank you. Appreciate it. I got to see my dad before he passed away. Me and my son went to Vegas. I became a nurse. I got my own house. I own my own house. And I want to say thank you. I said, man, wow, that's so freaking awesome, man. All right. So, you know, those are the reasons why you kind of do things and why I even do things today is to hear those stories, not from us, not just by us or from us, but from mentees and other people and just people in general, right? As long as it's reciprocal, right? And we have integrity and loyalty in place, communication can break down. That can be repaired. The other first two can't, but you'll be surprised. Money does some weird shit to people and they get greedy. And no, we don't chase people for deals and we don't do all that. It's not the best use of our time. Best use of our time is to help our fellow Americans, wake up Americans. At the end of the day, if you're stuck, we'll help you, work with you. As long as you're being coachable and you follow directions, take action, rinse and repeat, move forward, we'll help you. Whether you're seasoned, it don't matter. Whether you're seasoned or not seasoned, we work with agents, we work with brokers, we work with seasoned real estate investors, work with newbies, it doesn't matter. Sometimes the newbies, they're just really too new. And sometimes that doesn't work. So, you know, that's why we designed some group coaching and, you know, some 30-day challenges to help out with that. And sometimes that'll help you get along a little bit further before you can move into something that you know, like a one-on-one mentoring. Because you may not have enough that's needed just to get started in the business. You need some more homework, right? You need some more schooling. And then there's others that are ready to roll. They're ready to rock and roll. They've already been beat up. They've already spent thousands of dollars. And going, shit, I'm still trying to learn this. Or I did three deals and they didn't pop right. Or they didn't pop, or they did pop, but it cost me money. And or I did three deals and now I can't find shit or nothing's working for me, right? We had one guy said he's doing, found three, did them. And then he figured that he was in a rental market. And he goes, oh, I need to learn creative real estate investing. No, you don't. Yes, you do. But you don't stop what you were doing because it was working. That makes no sense. You continue doing what you're working because more will come. He just gave up. It's like knocking on the door and it doesn't open, right? Or you knock on another door, it opens and you go in, but then there's another door. You go, shit, man, I'm stuck. I guess I better figure out, maybe I'll go to that door over there. And because I think that's where I need to go to get more deals. No, you go back to that. You go to the same door and you knock, 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 knock. You keep on, you knock the fucker down, right? You do the same thing because the door's going to open. You already opened the door once. You go in and out, in and out, in and out. And you're going to learn more from it. You know what I'm saying? There are people that do CRMs too. Oh, I got a CRM. Then they go into one, then they shut down one, go to another one. No, leave it. If it's working and you're making money and you got leads coming in, leave that alone. Take all the data, build another one, go to a bigger one with all the bells and whistles and continue. Anything that works, you keep until it does not work. And if it doesn't work, then you start modifying and you figure out, okay, well, what happened? What's going on? What do you adjust to the market? Just like adapting, right? You got to adapt, adjust, or you perish. Without further ado, I'm going to say, hey, I think we're almost done here, right? Now, oh, shit. Yeah, we're at 4 o'clock. This is probably the longest video I've ever done. At the end of the day, there's a lot of information in here. If you're willing to watch it, willing to move forward on it, and take those nuggets of information, you will get traction in the field. You will be successful. There are going to be things that, hey, yeah, you got to learn. Just is what it is. If you decide you want to come aboard and work with us one-on-one, and you made it this far into the video, right? We're going to offer that to you, okay? You just got to fill out that link. It's a simple survey link. Tells us a little bit about you. We'll set up an appointment. Myself, I'm going to actually get on all those calls, right? Because I like to vet everybody. We do have a team of people that work with us, right? Other mentees that have become trainers, and they understand the first 30 days, 60 days, they're doing deals, things of that nature. Yes, we have salespeople and all that good stuff. I don't even like to call them salespeople, right? But the bottom line is that you're going to talk to me. Want to see and hear about you. If we can help you out, then we're going to move forward and get you onboarded. It takes about 24 to 48 hours to get you onboarded. There'll be documents and disclosures that will go over with you. There'll be a mentee agreement that you'll sign to hold you accountable and hold us accountable for what you're going to learn, what we're going to learn. And yes, there'll be bird dog option fees. There'll be wholesale fees. There'll be JV fix and flip fees. And we're going to partner up on stuff like that. And I'll show you how that all works. If you decide to come aboard, if we are a good fit on both ends, then that means us as well, right? And then we'll continue to move forward. 6 months one-on-one mentoring. There's nothing on it like like it on the planet. I can justify that. I can feel good about saying that because I know it's out there, right? It's not one call a week. And even if it's one call on Facebook groups and stuff like that, or some email, it's speed to lead. You need to move quick on your business, and you need to hear these, hear this live, right? When you're getting in there negotiating deals, right? And moving forward and having a true, think franchise, think licensing of that nature, right? Franchises work because there's a process, and they don't just let anybody buy a franchise, right? You have to be at a certain level before you can get in. And just because you have the money doesn't need to get in. You may have the money, but then you're going to have to hire someone else to be your CEO, CFO to do what? To run the sumbuck. Then they got to go to the training. And yes, the person who writes the check probably has to do the training, or unless they're just writing a check as a private investor, right? Or partner. So think of it that way. You'll have a better chance of being successful and doing